This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. For any burgeoning startup, venture capital is essential to getting off the ground and start growing. Those in Birmingham's tech scene have spent years pleading for more angel investors in venture capital, and there are signs the community is venturing into new territory. We talk about that in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, how would you describe this kind of moment Birmingham is in regarding venture capital compared to where things have been before?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely appears to be a notable change. There's no really great data clearinghouse so we can definitively say, all right, well, it's up X percent. But just anecdotally from speaking with those in the entrepreneurial scene around town, I mean, you're seeing a lot more funding deals, it seems like, now than we were seeing 5 or 10 years ago. That being said, there's still people say that we could use more venture capital deals. You could always use more angel investment and VC funds flowing in. But what we're seeing now is a very positive sign. And I think we're also seeing some major deals that are attracting attention to Birmingham.
Well, how much of this funding is coming from outside of Birmingham? How much of it's local? I guess how much of that matters?
It does matter, and it's a really kind of an interesting thing because we've seen kind of a mix. We've seen a lot of younger companies go out and raise money among local investors. We saw it just a couple weeks ago with Planet Fundraiser, which is a company at Innovation Depot's Velocity Accelerator program. They, through that program, connected with the CEO of Shipt, and he ended up becoming an investor, and they were able to raise money from local folks. But we've also seen companies like Shipt go out and raise large amounts of money. They raised more than $20 million from a combination of some local firms and outside national players. So we're seeing kind of a steady mix of that. And I think if you talk to the folks in the technology world, that's what they want to see. They want to see a good amount of local capital at play, but they also want to see attention from the kind of VC centers around the nation coming into Birmingham. And I think deals like Shipt are going to put Birmingham a little bit more on the radar maybe than it has been, and hopefully attract more money.
Well, when you think about this type of investing, you certainly think of Silicon Valley, New York, perhaps Boston and life sciences. Obviously, Birmingham is nowhere near that level, but what's sort of the sense within the technology community about what is reasonable for Birmingham to work toward?
Yeah, I mean, I think every time you see one of these big deals, I think you're kind of inching closer to where Birmingham wants to be. I think it's reasonable to think that Birmingham's a place that can attract groups of venture capitalists and investors coming in here looking for opportunities. I think it's going to take even more of these types of deals that we've seen. It's going to take some big successes. We haven't had like what I would term a gigantic home run yet. But we've had enough success that at least when you go into some of the circles outside of Birmingham, they're at least talking about the Birmingham entrepreneurial ecosystem. And that's what you want. You want to be on the radar. So I think we're making strides to getting on the radar where we need to be.
Well, also, one thing the business community hoped to get out of this year's legislative session is an increase to the state gas tax to fund road and bridge work. But House Speaker Mac McCutcheon, who pushed the bill, declared earlier this month that the gas tax is dead for the session. Now, Ty, is this bill all dead, or is it just mostly dead?
I'd say it's very, very close to dead, just based on the comments by McCutcheon. But I think people are always going to hold out hope. And I think if there is one kind of reason for hope, it's, well, one, probably the change in the governor's mansion. But beyond that, and kind of connected to that, is Trump's infrastructure plan. And I know that's one thing that the proponents of the gas tax increase have been saying, is if Trump comes out with this new infrastructure plan, although from what he said on the campaign trail, most of that's tied to private money. But if that evolves into something that would result in some more federal funding and have an opportunity for a match, people are concerned that Alabama might not have the money to match that. And if you see him come out this year and launch an infrastructure plan that has that match component, I think you could see some calls for special sessions. And really, that's what people are banking on right now. They're hoping there's going to be a special session to address infrastructure. That's what supporters of the gas tax are banking on.
Well, if there's no gas tax coming either through a special session or regular legislative means, do elected leaders have other options when it comes to dealing with aging roads and bridges?
They definitely have options, moving money around from other places. But, I mean, there's not that much money to go around, especially, obviously, at the state level. So that's problematic. And really what it ultimately results in is lower buying power. We're still going to have money to do roads. We're just not going to be able to afford as much as we were a year ago or 2 years ago. There's definitely certain grants that you could go after, but this situation really does kind of crimp the ability to do that, and it comes at a bad time because with the gas prices where they are now, probably one of the more politically digestible times you could have done it, but now McCutcheon is saying it's off this year and likely off next year because it's election year. Nobody would want to raise the gas tax during an election year.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, great to have you here.
Thanks a lot.